Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
Here's a fly ball, left center field, Churio on the run, at the track, at the wall, jumped up, Jackson Churio brought it back! Oh, ho, ho! Jackson elevated above the wall, and he pulled back the home run from Royce Lewis. Incredible!
On Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Lane!
Yeah, our guy! Where are you, Lane?
Doing? Very good.
In Atlanta, and it's rainy and kind of chilly. That is the hard part for me to accept, is that I'm in Atlanta in early August, and it's like low 70s. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Weird. Is the game in jeopardy, the start time?
That to be determined. I think we're going to be okay to play tonight. If it gets started on time or not, probably to be determined. But as of right now, we're all systems go. And I think even if there is a delay, it shouldn't be a very long one. It looks like there's a pretty good window to get this game in tonight.
Oh, then we might get Brian Nesnansky on.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, let's talk about this Brewers team. Been waiting all day to talk to you, Lane. I mean, this is remarkable. I'm kind of running out of superlatives, but give us some perspective on how good or how historic this Brewers team so far has performed.
Well, you and me both, John, so if you come up with some, if you could pass them along, because I'm running out of them on the air, and I get paid to do this. It's really hard to explain how incredible this run has been for this team. The Nationals are a team that moved a lot of their major league product to other teams at the trade deadline, and the Brewers right now are the best team in baseball, and that series played out like those two things had happened. Like the Brewers were the best team in baseball, and like the Nats were in a big-time transition. But you still have to give the Brewers a ton of credit. They showed up to the ballpark every day, prepared to play. They grinded out every at-bat, 1 through 9, and literally 1 through 9 in terms of innings as well. There were some great at-bats late in games that felt like they had already been decided, but I think that's kind of the culture in that clubhouse right now, and it's one of the reasons why the Brewers are playing such a consistent brand of their baseball.
Oh, such a good playoff picture ahead.
It is. We got to just hold on. How do you feel about what the key to the next couple of months will be, Lane?
Well, I think, honestly, just staying kind of in that fight, right? Like, this team has played with a sense of urgency for the better part of this season. A little bit of a slow start in April, but once they turned that corner, they have played their brand of baseball, and they've been consistent with it, and they've shown up with that sense of urgency. They really break it down to pitch by pitch and trying to win the little moments, and collectively that adds up to winning the game. And so I think there's not a lot they have to do different. They have to stay in that same fight, in that tree, if you will, and just continue to be themselves. I think that's the one thing about what Pat Murphy's done a great job of, especially the last couple of years. He really encourages these guys to be themselves, be who they are, and be authentic. And I think that they're empowered by that, and that's why you get such great results on the field. You get the best versions of these players typically when they come and play for the Brewers, and there's something to that. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And a big part of it is, from the top down, the tone that has been set in empowering these guys to be who they are.
Lane, how's the Miz? That line drive hit him really hard in the leg. And then he had some interference with the person getting to first base. Is he doing okay?
Yeah, he's going to be all right. He went on the injured list, of course, yesterday. But this will be a minimum stay, all things that we know right now. And unless something crazy changed, this will be a minimum stay. And he'll be back in the rotation once those 15 days are up. So nothing to be concerned about long term. And frankly, the Brewers were probably going to have to get somewhat creative with managing his innings and pitch count over the course of this season, because he's basically hit the number of innings that he pitched a year ago in the minors, if you combine his minors this year and his time in the big leagues. So I think that a little bit of a break is probably not the worst thing for his arm anyway. And so they'll manage this okay. There's nothing to be overly concerned about in terms of long term.
Wanted also ask you about Churio. It seems like, Lane, we have the luxury right now of making sure these guys stay healthy, and especially Churio. Maybe I'm not the doctor, but maybe if it were the playoffs, he'd give it a go. Is it just making sure we put ourselves in the best position for long-term success?
Yeah, I think the Brewers do have a luxury right now. One, they have the depth to cover these types of things, but two, they have a two-game lead over the Cubs in the division, and a two-game lead over the best record in baseball, frankly, too, because the Cubs are the next closest to them. And so with guys like Frelick, with Mizorowski, with Churio, I do think you can err on the side of caution. And as we've seen, the Brewers didn't miss a beat, even without one of the most exciting players in the game over the weekend. But with Jackson, I think there's some concern there. It's not probably quite to the same degree as the situation with Mizorowski, where I think everybody's very comfortable he's going to be back and it's going to be a minimum stay. It could be a little bit longer for Jackson, and I think the Brewers will err on the side of caution because there's no reason not to. You want to have him clicking and at his best and 100% health when October rolls around, and unless something really wild happens here, the Brewers trending very, very good for October baseball, and he's going to be an important part of that.
Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle, you can catch him from Atlanta. Coverage begins at 5:40 here on WTMJ. Thank you so much. We appreciate it, Lane.
Absolutely. Always my pleasure.
Have a great call. Hey, up next, Rose Gray, Fox World Travel. We're going to do something a little bit different. It's Ask Rose Anything. Do you have a travel question, something you've been thinking about? Do you have a location you're curious about?
Ooh, I have questions.
Question about airlines. You got questions?
I do.
Okay, we're going to get to those, and we want yours. Text your question for Rose Gray to 855-616-1620, 855-616-1620, and you can ask Rose anything. Hey, you out there, if you have a travel question, stay where you are. You can ask in that live microphone Rose Gray a question. So think of a question. Have your mom or dad think of a question. Ask Rose anything. She is in the studio with us at State Fair up next.